A big day here in Nashville and a big day in the nation's capital. As we wait to hear exactly what the President of the United States has to say during his State of the Union address, we want to check in with him and find out. We good to go? Okay. Joining us now on the line, our good friend, the great one, Mark Levin. Mark, good morning to you.
Brother Brian, how are you, sir?
It's good to hear your voice. listen, I've been talking this morning about what a crazy time it is in the nation's capital. We got this a deputy FBI director who has who's been told, go away. We have this Inspector General's report, which apparently is going to be bombshell material regarding the Hillary Clinton matter and the email hold investigation. We have this memo that's burbling around that may be made public any moment now. It sounds to me, it feels to me as if there is big stuff happening behind the scenes right now in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, Brian, there is big stuff happening. And the big stuff happening is the senior level of the FBI, I'm sad to say, was corrupted and politicized. And clearly, they gave a pass to Hillary Clinton, and they unleashed this preposterous investigation against the president on so-called Russian collusion. And we're starting to get to the bottom of this and starting to peel away the different layers of the onion. You have Jim Comey. Jim Comey is a leaker. According to the Senate Judiciary Committee, he leaked classified information, not just the one memo. Jim Comey has now appointed the person through which he leaked, a professor from Columbia Law School, his attorney, in order to try and preposterously argue that his communications with him are attorney-client privileged. You have the deputy director of the FBI, McCabe, who apparently was up to no good. The reason why the FBI director, the new FBI director, was pushing him out had nothing to do with President Trump and tweets and everything to do with an apparent IG report. And he gave him basically a pink slip to get out. Under him are these two FBI agents, Stroke and Page, who we now know from their own texts were leakers. And they were leaking information of the investigation of the investigations to the media, as was McCabe leaking to the New York Times
right. And
CNN. This is rotten as it gets, rotten to the core. And then when you bring this up, the Democrats say, "Why are you attacking the FBI?" Excuse me, I'm not attacking the FBI. As a former chief of staff to an attorney general, I have nothing but respect for the FBI. In order to help the FBI agents, thousands of them out there, we need to clean up the slop at the highest levels, and it is slop. And, of course, McCabe's wife, which we're supposed to ignore, is a big-time Democrat liberal activist
right. In
Virginia, close to the former governor, McAuliffe, close to Clinton. And now we know that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, mm-hmm. According to leaks, extended the FISA surveillance, the warrant to surveil individuals within Trump world, in part based on the dossier that was ultimately paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC. Meanwhile, there's a special counsel not investigating any of this, investigating the President of the United States and his people, ostensibly for collusion. He's dropped that. Now they're trying to figure out if he obstructed by exercising his presidential duties in firing or threatening to fire certain people, which he has the right to do as the President of the United States.
Well, that's a laughable proposition, isn't it?
And yet they're looking at it. They keep throwing around obstruction, obstruction, obstruction. They don't talk about collusion anymore. So that's where we are on all this.
You know, there was a time when I heard this term, well, there's a deep state. You know, that there really is a problem that people are there and they're behind the scenes and they're pulling the levers of power in an unseen way, and they don't go away because they're staff. They're not elected. And at first I went, I'm not sure about that, but I'm beginning to believe there really is sort of a deep state in Washington.
You know, there's what we've called before the deep state, this massive administrative state, and it has as its purpose its own not only survival but empowerment and expansion. It is a ubiquitous bureaucracy. Does that mean there are bureaucrats who are good people? Of course. But it also means that you have an army of unelected individuals who are looking out for their own power and looking out for their own position. You find this in every department. I worked in the Reagan administration, the various departments I worked in. You had people deep in the bowels of the bureaucracy who were trying to sabotage the Reagan agenda. And you have it here, but it's even worse here, because they tried to sabotage the election of Donald Trump. And that's what we're finding out now. And to me, it's even bigger than what we've heard. The fact is that Comey would brief senior staff over at the White House. There's one piece of information in the email that came out the other day of him talking about briefing the White House. Valerie Jarrett knew what was going on in every department. Susan Rice, the director of the NSC, her deputy, Ben Rhodes. The idea that you have a FISA warrant involving a campaign 1 week before the election, and these are counterintelligence warrants, not criminal warrants. And so the allegation had to be that Carter Page or somebody was an actual Russian agent, which is so ridiculous, it's not even funny. And so they would know about that at the NSC. And the president would know, too, two ways. Number one, he receives the daily presidential briefing.
Right.
It would be something of that nature would be in the daily presidential briefing. That's my experience. Number two, some of it was in the newspaper. That's where I got it from in March when I started to bring up this FISA warrant stuff. It was in the newspaper. So the president knew about this. His attorney general knew about this. And at bottom, Brian, what this is about is the surveillance of an opposition campaign, the surveillance during the course of a general election and after the general election and the transition of a Republican who was running for president and then won the presidency. I have never, ever, and you were in Washington a long time, I've been to the Reagan administration and so forth, I've never seen anything like this.
It's something else. Very quickly, just a moment left, what do you expect tonight from the president?
You know, I don't know. I always kind of find these pre-State of the Union things kind of humorous. I mean, they put out what they're pretty much going to talk about, and he'll talk about it. And the media will focus less on the substance of what he says and more on the spectacle of people wearing different clothes with different guests and everything else, because it's turning into somewhat of a circus. But what's happening here is the disrespect for this president and the disrespect for the office of the presidency is now at a new high because of the progressive left, which seek to embarrass him, ultimately to remove him, and in any event, sabotage whatever he does. So that's the spectacle that we'll be watching tonight.
Mark Levin. Simply the best, the great one. Thank you so much for joining us.
And God bless you.